Distinguished delegates, I am greatly honored to convey the thoughts of my President, High Excellency Dr. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, on the vitally important topics of the impact of climate change and bioenergy on global food security. He had looked forward to addressing this assembly, but late-breaking developments at home that he must personally attend have prevented him from availing himself of that privilege. I quote, "We hold this meeting at a crucial time when the world is confronted by spiraling prices of energy and basic food commodities. We must therefore analyze the situation carefully and work toward a global strategy for addressing this grievous challenge. The current soaring price of food means that it will be extremely difficult for developing countries to achieve the World Food Summit 1996 and the MDGs by the 2015 deadline. The explosive growth of the world's population during the last half century has driven a sharp increase in demand for food and other agricultural commodities. Then suddenly, a rising concern at climate change has brought about a scramble to develop bioenergy resources at the sacrifice of food production. Fortunately for us in Indonesia, at this stage, we can still manage to maintain a balance between demand and supply of food. Domestic prices of food are stable, but to keep our head above water in the long run, we must strive to further increase production of food and other agricultural commodities. The idea is not to keep food prices down, but to keep them stable and within the reach of the poor. We must never forget that a reasonable increase in the prices of foodstuffs can be an opportunity and an incentive for farmers to improve their productivity and increase their income. An effective global strategy to address the challenge of climate change entails a new agreement, as proposed in the Bali Roadmap that came out of 13th Conference of Parties to the UNFCCC. The next step is for the parties to produce a comprehensive post-2012 global framework. Thus, national and international policies should be geared to addressing the need to minimize food security risks among the poor, to provide for employment, to address environmental concerns, to protect the right of indigenous peoples, and to achieve net reduction in emissions. The successful implementation of such policies will have a positive impact on the future of developing countries. It will lead to the elevation of poverty through the creation of jobs and to the generation of energy from renewable sources. We must also ensure that supply and demand of biofuels between developed and developing countries are equitable. We have to take this into account not only the need of economies for fuel, but also the need of the poor for nourishment. The developed countries have to increase their efficiency in the use of energy so that demand for biofuels will not interfere with the stability of food supply. Hence, international cooperation in research and development on biofuels is essential. The United Nations should therefore take the lead in promoting the sustainable development of biofuels while protecting the poor from food insecurity. For its part, Indonesia is focusing on the development of biofuels based on non-food crops like jatropha, which are raised on previously unutilized land. We urge other countries to do the same. Moreover, let us never forget the regional approach in building up global food security. Rice is the staple food of half of humanity, but it is in the Asia-Pacific region that the surge in demand for rice is most actually felt. I therefore propose that the region's food security be enhanced through a build-up of a common stockpile of the staple. I do believe that another green revolution can be successfully waged, and this time it can be sustained. And I do believe that the next green revolution can reach beyond Asia and to Africa and to the farthest places where a food crop can be raised to save human beings from the pangs of hunger. This time, the international community must invest in the effort and work as a team. This time, it must be done right. This time, it must be comprehensive and it must be sustained. I thank you.